First of all, how's it been? 5,000 food packs now. What's it been like?
Yeah, do you know what? It's actually about 6,000 now, and it's been phenomenal. It's like, I can only describe it as having 500 people grow a business in a few weeks from scratch. So it's been really, really good. It's been good fun. It's been rewarding. Obviously, we've seen some kind of not very nice things on the doorsteps, and heard some very tough stories. But it's the nice thing is that everyone is involved is able to have a significant impact, whether it's delivering a laptop or tablet to a kid that needs it, or a food pack. It's been really eye opening and really a very positive experience.
What's been one of the most eye-opening things that you've seen?
Oh, there's been so many. I guess at the beginning of this, we all thought that, you know, this was going to be older people predominantly at the, you know, living on the sixth floor of a block of flats, couldn't get out, you know, urgently needed food. And of course, there's been a lot of older people, but this is, you know, the issues run right the way through, and it's been, you know, large families, mothers who have just literally just given birth, who are back home and scared, frankly, as to how they're going to look after themselves and their newborn. There's been a much wider variety than I guess I'd thought there would be of people.
So how big of an effort is this needing? How big is the undertaking?
Well, it's a pretty big structure. So there's 500 volunteers. There's three food distribution hubs, one in Merton, one in Wandsworth, one in Kingston. There's 6,000 packs have gone out. We've provided food for about the same number of meals to NHS staff, simply because they don't have the time to do stuff themselves, to all working long hours. There's been bulk food going out to all sorts of different organisations, and a real variety of initiatives as well. You know, just helping people with IT issues, wiping devices to give to the kids through the schools, lots of delivery driving, whether it's between the shops and the, so we've got 17 collection points outside shops, so between the shops and the food distribution hubs, and then between the food distribution hubs and the person at the end who's receiving the pack. There's 500 people, and there's, you know, in fact, more than 500, but most of them are doing a fair bit, working a few hours on this. So it's a very big operation.
But I see you're now providing digital services to children who require online access. Can you tell me a bit about what that means? And, you know, that seems like a giant step.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't think we'll ever have enough to keep everyone happy. There's just so much demand. So we just felt that, you know, there's a lot in the news at the moment about inequality, about kids who would like to learn from home but don't have the hardware or the data to do it. And it's just one area where you can make a massive difference. You know, someone's got a laptop lying around from a few years ago that they haven't used, and that can be repurposed, restored, wiped, and given to a kid, that can, you know, that helps make them feel less isolated, but it helps them with their schoolwork. So that's in one way, it's a very easy thing for many people to do. And we've been overwhelmed with the generosity so far. We've had over 200 devices given in the first week or so, and about 100 or so have gone out already. Now the rest are being wiped and restored, and we'll go out over the next few days, and we continue to shout out, you know, we need hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands probably, of devices, and we're going to work really hard to get them.
What's the reaction been like to the children that you've given these to?
So we are distributing them through the schools. So because the schools know best who which families are in most need. So we distribute them through the schools, and obviously their reaction, the teachers' reaction as we hand them over, is really, really positive. So they're getting the reactions from the kids themselves. Yeah, you can only imagine what the impact is when they unwrap their laptop. It's good to be able to do that.
So finally, could you, in about 20 seconds, make an appeal to our listeners for anything that you need, or what is it you're after?
Brilliant. So, two main things, please. If you have any laptops or devices that you're not using, please go to keepkidsconnected.co.uk. That is keepkidsconnected.co.uk. And also, if you have time and the ability to volunteer, please call 020 3301 4511 or email dla@afcwimbledonfoundation.org.uk. So I'd just like to make sure that everyone understands that without their brilliant support as members of the public of the Radio Jackie area, you know, without their support, we wouldn't have been able to do this. You know, we've got people streaming through the shops, in the queues. Some of them, you know, really don't want to be outside, but they've got to be to shop. And you know, we are really, really grateful, because the people that we're helping ultimately couldn't be helped if it wasn't for the people of Southwest London. So that's enormous. All the laptops and devices that we're receiving so far, that's been a massive help as well. So just keep supporting. If you can help the people in the borough or the boroughs, then please do. It's a massive community effort, and keep going. We've got a long way to go.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for speaking to me.
Brilliant. Thank you, Luke. Really appreciate it.